Hey everyone, it's Reformed Eve. I haven't posted anything in a long, long time, but I noticed that several of you are still on here listening. I just want to say that I appreciate you guys, everybody who's listening, and it's been a long time. There have been a lot of changes. I've tried several projects. It's really hard during transitional times of your life finishing any project, and I kind of noticed that I kind of tend to start projects and not finish them, and I'm seeing that pattern or that theme come up a lot. So I moved to a new state. I'm trying to establish roots. I'm not gonna say my whole life story right now this very second, because there's a lot, you know, as your life, you know, there's a lot to say. But what I wanted to share is that I was talking and I completely forgot what I was going to say. What I wanted to say is that so many life changes happened, and I just kind of want to be more disciplined. I tried thinking about my New Year's resolutions. I know some of you believe in that, some of you don't. But I feel like every year I just believe in hope, and I love hope, and hope is like what floats. Hope is sometimes what gets you through the next day. And I want to feel like I have things I want to strive for. And one of the things I want to strive for is starting this podcast back up again. I want to continue with the Charles Spurgeon readings. I feel like they're really amazing. When I read them, I always learn something new. You know, it's something I just really want to do. Right now, I'm also working, well, I was trying to work on painting, making art, making an art gallery. I was also trying to work on writing a book. I was interested in kind of like the power of plants and how everything comes from the earth and how beautiful it is and how most medicines have their foundation in the earth or in nature. So I was kind of fascinated by that subject, and I was interested in writing a book. But as you can see, there's just a lot of projects everywhere. But when I logged into Reformed Eve and saw that several of you are still listening, several of you are still like on Spotify listening and just engaged. Maybe you enjoy the content, maybe you enjoy Spurgeon readings. Some things that I kind of felt guilty about is, very guilty, is that I didn't finish the Spurgeon readings like from beginning to end. I wanted to start on January 1st and then go all the way to December, the very last day of December, and it's been several years and I just haven't done it, but I want to do it, and I want you to motivate me, and I want you to be there for me, and I just want to thank you. I think podcasts are kind of weird because, well, they're cool, but they're weird because it's kind of like you're sharing your voice with the world and people are listening to you, and you kind of think about things in the past that kind of made you stop wanting to do podcasts. Sometimes people might say something like, you know, if I try talking in Spanish, people might say my Spanish is not good. If I try talking in English, there are a lot of things in English I don't say very good. I feel like my grammar in both is not good, but I really try to communicate. I love to communicate in person. I think I'm rather shy. I'm probably not a good communicator, but I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you for being here, for being there, for listening, for giving me a chance to bring life back to this podcast, Reformed Eve. Again, thank you. I just want to tell you that now that the holidays are over, it's time to start a new year and try to be a different person. And, you know, I always think that life is like a river. It's fluid, it's moving, it's never the same, but it's always beautiful and it's always changing. And we think about water, how it changes the landscape, how it changes the rocks, how it changes everything around it, and how powerful it is and yet how gentle it is. And it's really quite majestic when you think about it. For those of you who are kind of thinking about maybe becoming, or maybe thinking about being a Christian or curious about Jesus. You know, I'm a Christian. I don't mind if you are. I don't mind if you're not. I'm just happy you're here. But my faith has actually saved me, and it's taken me from the very, very bottom of despair to floating, and now to swimming. Like, I'm fine. I'm fine spiritually, and I just give the glory and thanks to God because I have breath and I have life, and I survived another day. And a lot of people don't understand the depravity, the sadness, the depth of depression and anxiety, and how it could seem like a cloud that follows you around everywhere and is always looming, like it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna thunder, but you just don't know when. And it's almost like you try to have a good time, try to laugh, try to be happy, try to find this happiness, and then there's this cloud looming. So kind of like that's kind of something I was going through recently as well. And I think with that, it's kind of hard to get the motivation sometimes to move forward with the goals that I have in my heart. But again, one of my goals is this, to bring life to this podcast. And again, I just want to thank you for being here. Thank you for your kind words. And if you want to message me ever, you can do so at reformedeve@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you have any like biblical questions you want me to answer, if you kind of want to just send me something you want me to read or share, if you want me to research something for you, I will. So this podcast, I'm going to mostly focus in on Spurgeon, reading his works from Faith's Checkbook, which is an excellent daily devotional that Charles Spurgeon wrote. However, I am going to add a few different elements. One of the elements is going to be like questions and answers. Email me your questions at reformedeve@gmail.com. Email me your concerns, email me your thoughts, and I want to read them, talk about them, kind of process them with you. Also, I believe I'm going to start a podcast. Well, I'm going to, on this podcast, and I was considering in Spanish bringing in a guest who's very knowledgeable about the Bible, very much into theology. But again, it's for Spanish speakers, since he mostly speaks Spanish. He's Panamanian, so, you know, very interesting insights. So we'll probably do those for Sundays. I'm not sure yet. I'm just kind of feeling this out. But thank you for being here with me, and thank you for being you. And I just want you to know that the world is a better place because you're here. You are here, and you're listening to this for a reason. I really just am some random podcaster, you know, talking, but it's not random that we're listening here, that we're together. It's not random. Like, maybe this is something that God wants for you. Maybe it's something God wants for me. Maybe your presence is like edifying to me and uplifting to me and motivating, and maybe I'm motivating to you. And maybe you feel hope, and enough hope to make it through the next day. Again, I want to hear your thoughts, comments, questions at reformedeve@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening and for being there and for giving me hope. And may God bless you always. May God bless you always. Thank you. Take care.